With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court will decide whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the 2024 presidential ballot because of his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss that culminated in the U.S. Capitol attack. The justices Friday agreed to take Trump's appeal of a Colorado case, inserting themselves in the presidential campaign and acknowledging the need to decide quickly. Voters will soon begin casting presidential primary ballots across the country. The court will be considering for the first time the meaning and reach of a provision of the post-Civil War 14th Amendment barring some people who engaged in insurrection from holding public office. A Colorado court ruled Trump should not be on the Republican primary ballot, and he appealed. Relatives of the hostages still held by Hamas gathered today at the site of the music festival that was raided by the terrorists on October 7th to remind the nation that they are still not home. Michael Levy says he wants his kidnapped brother, Or Levy, to be reunited with his two-year-old son, Amog.
My little brother, Or, had to witness his wife being murdered in front of him before he was kidnapped into Gaza. That morning, we realized that the two-year-old Amog was left without a mother. And I knew I had one mission in life, to bring little Amog's father back.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said that the war in Gaza would go on until all the hostages still in captivity are returned. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake has shaken a wide area of Southern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck at 10:55 a.m. Friday and was centered about a mile northwest of Lytle Creek in mountains about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A big milestone for a Christian ministry.
Officials at Peachtree Proofreading Services report that Bibles they approved have now exceeded 1 billion copies distributed worldwide. Peachtree President Christopher Hudson says, quote, "We're genuinely humbled that God has allowed us to touch Bibles that have had such a broad distribution. But with 8 billion people in the world, we recognize there is more work to do." In 2023, Peachtree reviewed Bibles in 12 different languages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska legislature returned to the Capitol on Wednesday for the start of a short 2024 session that's expected to be contentious. Republican State Senator Kathleen Koth introduced a bill barring males from competing against females in school sports. It would also keep boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Democratic Senator Michaela Kavanaugh offered a measure repealing Nebraska's prohibition on sex change operations for children. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a higher close, but still marked its first losing week in the last 10. The listless trading followed reports showing workers are getting bigger raises, but also that key parts of the economy still look like they're overheating. The Treasury yields initially jumped after a report showed the job market strengthened more than expected, and that raised worries that the Federal Reserve could keep interest rates high. The Dow was up 25 points today to close at 37,466. The Nasdaq gained 13 points to 14,524. The S&P 500 added 8 points to 4,697. New York oil rose $1.62 to $73.81 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.